Welcome to Game Together. I am James, as always, here with my very good friend and also daughter,
Lois.
And today we're talking all about the new video games coming out between now and Christmas. Q4, they call it. It's the last quarter of the year. That's what that means. Q4, the fourth quarter. 3 months. One quarter.
Last quarter of the year.
That's it.
Jingle bells, jingle bells.
Are you excited about Christmas?
Yeah, and my birthday.
And your birthday coming up as well. It's an exciting time of the year, isn't it? I love this time of year. Halloween's great.
My birthday's great.
Your birthday's cool.
Mine and
Christmas is
mine
awesome.
Mine and my friend's petty pool were fancy, though
we've
never been.
Trips away and all sorts of stuff like that going on. So there's a lot going on at this time of year, and it's very, very exciting. And there's a lot going on in the world of video games as well. So we thought we'd spend a bit of time going through some of the games coming out between now and Christmas and talking about the ones that we're most excited about, hopefully giving you a few tips, things you might want to put on that Christmas list along the way. But first, as always, what have you been playing this week?
A small bit of worry. Can it be over the past 2 weeks?
Sure.
So a lot of WarioWare Get It Together now finished the game.
What's your final verdict on that game? We talked a bit about that last week, but
very good. Some of the tasks are easier. It's much easier to do all of them one person, but then there's one, like, you know those carts you have to pump them up and down? They're much easier if there are two, one for each side, but otherwise I think it's a bit easier if it's on your own, because there's not another person going, get out the way, ah, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, there's a lot of getting in the way, isn't there, when you play a two-player? I noticed that as well. But it's good fun, isn't it? It's a really good game. Yeah. I've only played a couple of levels of it. We played a few together, and it's good. I think it was good fun playing together, though, wasn't it? What else have you been up to?
I'm trying to wrap up Monster Hunter.
Wrap up's a bit stronger, isn't it?
Get out of the way for some other games.
So does it feel a bit like you're sort of grinding away at that a little
bit?
Yeah. Are you still enjoying it, or is it a bit now? It's become a bit more like a job.
Now it's a bit more like if you don't finish it by your birthday, you should have a vile consequence.
Vile consequence?
But I don't know what the consequence is yet.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, that's not... Just to be clear, I haven't offered any suggestion of a vile consequence if you don't finish it.
Do you have any ideas for a vile consequence?
No, I don't want any vile consequence for you at all.
I've got a vile
Maybe
consequence
no.
for you.
I don't want one. Anyway, look, that's not... That's by the by. So you feel like you're grinding it out a little bit on that game. So
yeah.
But are you still enjoying it?
Yeah.
You are still enjoying it, but it's just a bit more of a bit of a slog at this point.
Yeah, definitely.
What else have you been playing?
And Minecraft, because I'm making a Harry Potter world. So far I've made Hagrid's hut decorating the inside and a small village of Hogsmeade with stonecutters in the middle.
Very nice. And it is looking very good, that, actually. I'm very impressed with your Minecrafting ability. It's really it's coming on, isn't it?
I've decided I'm going to break the stonecutters and experiment in, like, in an area on how, on different ways, like, build up to try and make an actual waterfall instead of having four stonecutters in the middle of the village.
That sounds like a very sensible idea. I'm not sure what all of it meant, but I think I'm sure people listening to this will know exactly what
If you
mean.
Play Minecraft.
If you play Minecraft, you will know that
so,
stuff.
So, yeah, I'm making a little Harry Potter world in Minecraft.
Cool. All right. Excellent.
Hogwarts is going to be a nightmare.
So, let's talk about the run-up to Christmas. There's 3 months of big releases coming out. There's a lot of exciting things coming out. So I'm going to tell
quite
you some of the things.
Quite a lot of them are in October.
Yeah. It's quite heavily loaded towards October, but I will go through them. I'll tell you the game. You tell me what you think. Is it something that's going on the old Christmas list?
Can you tell me a little bit about the game?
Of course I will.
For some of these games, for an example...
If you've never heard of it, I'll tell you about it.
Super Monkey Ball, I've never heard of that.
I'll tell you a bit about it, and you tell me if it sounds exciting to you. Okay. So first up, 5th of October, that's just around the corner. Can you believe, it's LEGO Marvel Super Heroes. This is a game that came out in 2013 on every other platform, and now it's coming to Switch. You've already got LEGO Marvel Super Heroes 2 on Switch. I don't know why LEGO Marvel Super Heroes 1 is coming out, but if you can't get enough of the LEGO games, this could be a great one. It is an amazing game.
I'd say it would go on the Christmas list depending on if I watch the trailer of what happens in it. Otherwise, throw it in the bin.
No, I think it's a skip for me because we've played it. I mean, we've played it before.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, it's that game. Yeah, nah.
But if you haven't played it, it's great. I mean, it is great. There's so much, loads to do, lots of exciting stuff. It's a cool game. But after that, on the 5th of October as well, same day, we've got Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl. What do you know about Nickelodeon, Lewis?
It's a TV channel.
Yeah, that's right. It's a TV channel. Do you know any of the characters that are on Nickelodeon? Have you heard of...
Paw Patrol?
Nope. Have you heard of SpongeBob SquarePants?
Nope. Yes, heard of it. Never watched any films of it.
So they have things like SpongeBob SquarePants, and it's basically like Smash Bros, but with Nickelodeon characters. Now, I don't know a lot about Nickelodeon, neither do you. It's not one we've watched, so very hard to say if this is going to be great or not. However, the trailer looks quite good fun. It looks like it's going to be a bit of a laugh. And so if you like games like Smash Bros...
Smash Brothers.
That's a different game altogether.
Smash Bros. / Smash Brothers.
Okay, so if you like Smashington Brothers, then this is a game. This could be a game you really like because it looks like if you're a fan of the Nickelodeon characters like SpongeBob and all of the various people on that channel, this could be a good fun game.
Yeah, I'd say if you like that.
But on the 5th of November, my attention is going to be taken by Monkey Ball Banana Mania.
Now, all platforms.
It's on everything. It's on absolutely everything. It's on PlayStation, both 4 and 5. It's on Xbox One and Series X. And, of course, it's on the Switch.
Now it's going to be on the Switch.
What do we think, Lois? Super Monkey Ball, what do you know about it?
You are a monkey in a ball.
Absolutely.
That is it. Absolutely nothing else.
Well, that's the extent.
And I think Donkey Kong's in it. Otherwise, absolutely no. My blade's exploding. No idea.
Well, let me tell you.
Was Donkey Kong even in it?
I'm not sure Donkey Kong is in it.
I like Donkey Kong!
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't think so. They're all different monkeys. But they're not not Donkey Kong monkeys. They're all different types of monkeys. And there are loads of other characters from all different other Sega franchises in it as well this time. But the idea is you're in a ball, you're a monkey in a ball, and you control the stage and you're rolling around. You know those marble games you get where you have to move the table around and move the marble and not let it fall down the hole? You ever seen one of those?
No.
Right, well, some people listening may have heard of those, but one of those...
Wait, I think... you know that game with the skull that had like a little maze?
Yeah, a bit like that.
Okay, then.
So in Monkey Ball, you basically move the board and let the monkey roll around, and the idea is you have to collect all these bananas and get to the goal at the end. And there's various different courses, hundreds of courses that you can go through that process with. And that's pretty fun. But the real fun comes in the party games, and this is a game that me and your mummy used to play on the Switch. I think there are different outfits, and I know that's something you enjoy a lot.
I love outfits, costumes, and characters.
But the party games are so much fun because they've got golf. So you play golf with a monkey and a ball. Gonna hit it along. So it's a bit like Mario Golf, but it's more like crazy golf, so more complicated courses. There's also monkey fighting, where the ball has like boxing gloves, and you have to like box into each other.
Can you tell me a little bit more about the golf?
About the golf? Yeah, so you're like... Thing. It's the same as... It's a bit like Mario Golf, but you're hitting the ball and you've got to get around these courses. But there's also a lot of funny little angles you've got to hit and roll it up the side and all sorts of crazy different things. So it makes getting in the hole quite difficult.
I imagined when you mentioned it about it being golf, I imagined that there was somebody whacking you because you're in a ball.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
And then... So your character's in the ball and the person's whacking you.
Yep.
And then you direct which way the ball goes, but how far you go is no way up to you.
No, yeah, you control how hard your own monkey is hit by the ball. By the whacker, by the club. That's the word I was looking for.
Ball!
Not the golf whacker. Fly the ball. It's really fun. It's really good fun. But I think the fighting is really cool. So that's where you're battling in a ball and you have to keep knock each other out of the arena.
That's a little bit like Mario Party.
Yes, it's exactly like that.
Because they're balls, but you don't have things, so you can do speed attacks, and you're just like, bam, 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 ding, 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 slither it, and the green team wins.
It's exactly like that game. And then there's also Monkey Flight, where you roll down a big hill, and you go off a ramp, and then the ball actually opens out, like wings, and the monkey has to fly, and you have to try and fly your monkey down and land it on a...
I want to do that one. I want to do that one.
And there's loads more. Loads more. And I think this looks like it's going to be absolutely brilliant. If you like playing video games together like we do, I think this is going to be a good, this is going to be a good purchase. I'm not entirely sure. I read some of the early reviews. As a single player game, I think maybe it starts to get a bit boring, the repetition of doing the same types of levels over and over again. The single player stuff on Monkey Ball. But I think as a fun party game, this is going to be great. It's also not full price. It's £35 instead of £50. So I think it makes a great deal. So that's Monkey Ball. So a week later, we've got Metroid Dread. You saw the trailer for Metroid Dread at one of the Nintendo press conferences.
One player boo.
That's our reaction to Metroid Dread, is it?
No, I mean, it looks really fun, but boo!
Because it's not, yeah. For the purposes of our podcast, Metroid Dread, I'm afraid, pushed to one side. I will be playing Metroid Dread. I'm very excited
about it.
Pick
it up, scrunch it in a paper, and drop the mic in the bin.
See you later, Metroid Dread. But I will be playing it because it looks amazing. But I think it is more one for the slightly older kids and one to people to play on their own. After that, this is another single-player game, but this is one that if people haven't played this, I would massively recommend it. It's the Ori collection. Ori and the Blind Forest, Ori and the Will of the Wisps.
I don't know who that is.
It's a Metroidvania-style game where you go around collecting stuff, getting more powers, getting access to more areas. 2D on the side, side-scrolling game. And again, if you haven't ever played any of these games, they are beautiful games. Quite hard, but amazing. And it's coming out on the Switch, and I would definitely recommend checking that one out.
Even though it's one player, so boo!
Yeah, boo again for the one-player games. But still, good fun to play. You could play that as a team.
What's next in the scroll of video games for life?
Next
and this
up
month
is the Jackbox Party Pack number 8. This is the 8th.
What 8?
So this game, do you remember playing the game Drawful? Where you did drawing on your phone and they came up on the screen and we played it over Zoom?
Yes.
So that is one of the Jackbox games.
Person being scared of cheese.
Yes, we talked about that on our podcast with Jed a couple of weeks ago, didn't we? And this is a really good game to play together, especially if you've got a slightly older family. Some fun games in this. I'm not sure what 8 is going to be like, but the previous games are all... I mean, there's some winners and there's some losers. Some of the games are great, some of them are a bit weird, but there are some absolute
stonkers. I like weird games.
Yes, yeah, some of them are very weird. But they're good. It's really good fun, so I definitely recommend that. Now, I've got a game to tell you about that I hadn't heard about until I went through this, Lois. And it's called The Good Life. Have you heard of that?
No. I've heard about Good Job.
Let me tell you about this game called The Good Life. It says The Good Life stars Naomi, a New York photographer who visits a British town of rainy woods to investigate why it's known as the happiest place on Earth. Now, the idea of this game is she's experimenting, she's investigating this town. But when the sun goes down, all of its residents turn into cats and dogs.
I want to play that game!
That sounds like fun, doesn't it? It's a photography-based game, so you're going around taking photos of things, investigating what's going on.
That's basically the same as Pokemon Snap.
A bit like Pokemon Snap, but I think you're walking around on your own. But there's a demo of it out right now, so I'm going to get this downloaded and check this out.
Yes, get it downloaded now! Now.
It sounds very strange. But I think well worth an investigation, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
You in for that?
So is the character's name Naomi?
Naomi is the main character.
I like the name Naomi.
Do you? Yeah, good. Well, I'm glad you were.
If I had 55 children, that'd be one of the names.
All right, then we've got there's a couple more games out. 26th of October, we've got Guardians of the Galaxy. You know about Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, the day!
And then after Guardians of the Galaxy, we've got Riders of Republic. Do you remember seeing a bit of Riders of Republic?
Star Wars.
No, Riders Republic was the one where you were in a jet suit, you were going on skis, snowboarding, mountain biking, all sorts of things.
Oh, that game, the cycling!
Well, that is very much not a one-player game. That is a millions-of-player game.
Is that the thing where I came down in the middle of the night?
It was the one where you came down
in
the
middle of the night. So you just went like, yeah. Okay, I'm going to sit here and watch for you.
But it was really good fun. We played the beta of it, and it's quite hard, and you're playing against real people in the real world, which does make a game much harder. But yeah, this game you're playing, you can do mountain biking, snowboarding, skiing, jet. There was like wingsuiting.
Yeah, I like the look of it.
All sorts of different stuff, and it was bananas. What I love about it is it's all set in different parts of national parks in America, so you can really like explore Yosemite and. all these different places. It's really, really, really cool. I really liked the beta of it, so I may very well check out the full game. But it is coming out on the very same day as Mario Party Superstars on the Switch.
You gotta jump up in the air. What? Jump up, you don't care.
I'm not sure what that was.
That was this, you know.
Oh, it was the Mario Odyssey song.
Yeah, that just thing. About. I'm not good at that song.
Oh, well, Mario Party Superstars, what do you think?
Mind blowing! Crazy! Love Mario Party. But, so is it like an extra billion, million extra mini games to it?
So it's new boards.
Ooh, yeah, I'm into that.
Four brand new boards. They're not brand new. They're ones that were out on the N64 game.
Oh, I know that it's Peach's birthday cake.
Mm-hmm. There's a Halloween-y sort of spooky-looking one.
Ooh!
That looks cool. So there's, four brand new levels. Well, they're new to us. We never played it on the N64, so Mario Party is a big... It's a big thing in our family, isn't it?
It's going to get updated.
It's a big thing in our family, isn't it, Mario Party? We play it a lot.
Yeah. A lot. 5 years later, lot.
New more. So we've got all these new boards. There's also a load of new mini-games.
How many more? There's already like 1,000.
How many? I think there's like 100, aren't there, in the other game?
Oh,
there's a lot of games. I think there's going to be another 100 or so.
Oh, my.
Maybe. 80. Whatever. Oh, my. I don't know the numbers.
I think there was 80 before, and it might be another 100, so 180 minigames.
Yeah. I mean, it's a totally new game. It's not an add-on to the old game, so it is a brand new game.
Oh, then I'm excited.
So this is one that's on the list, then, do you think?
Yes. Very top of the list. Very and then it's list. Monkey Ball.
Monkey Ball. Yes. Yeah, so far, our favourites are, for October, we've got Monkey Ball, and we've got Mario Party Superstars. Those are both party games. Very good for playing together. I think they're both going to be winners.
Yeah.
Okay, so moving on to November. It's getting chillier. First up in November, we've got Just Dance 22.
Just Dance, Dance.
Just Dance, Lois. What's your what's your relationship with the Just Dance games?
I like the songs, not so keen on the dance. I prefer just sitting down and listening to the songs and just like... I'm just going to sit down. I'm not going to do the dance. Just sit down. Ooh, this is a nice song. No, I'm not doing that move. I'm not doing the splits in the air and then doing a head spin. No way. I'm just sitting
there. I don't remember seeing them with the splits in the air and a head spin.
I was just doing an example.
Oh, right. Okay. So we have had the other...
Two
of the other games.
2020.
And we played them a bit. Sometimes, often I find they arrive at Christmas. We play them during Christmas.
And then they go
off the old...
In the bean.
Yeah. Sit on the shelf for most of the year. So, yes, I don't know about this. I think that it's certainly not one to buy at full price. For us, it's a game that will get played for a little bit and then put on the shelf. The other problem is, I don't know about you, but I don't know any of the music on there. Mostly, I have no idea what they all are.
I know what Drongo Dumb is. I know what Timber is.
Yeah, there's a few
I know what
on
Kill
there.
The Slav is.
Okay.
I know what a song called What's Up is.
Oh, right.
And that's extremely weird.
It's extremely weird, right. And we know about the Peppy Puppy dance.
Yeah. Wait, and there's Kariki Takati. Kariki Takata.
Yes, that's... Basically, we like the strange songs with cats and dogs doing weird dances. There's some very weird stuff on there. But yeah, Just Dance 22, that's coming out. And then after that, and this is something I'm quite excited about. So this is the Disney Classic Games Collection. So this is a collection of games from the Super Nintendo, Game Boy, the Mega Drive, and it's Disney's Aladdin, Disney's The Lion King, and now The Jungle Book.
So
this game came out a while ago on Switch. If you've already bought it, you've got you might have bought the Disney's Aladdin and Disney's Jungle Book set, and it came with those old games. It came with the Mega Drive versions, but it didn't have the Super Nintendo version of Aladdin, which is a big... That was a real omission. That is a great old game, and it didn't have any of the Jungle Book games. And so now they're re-releasing it, but this time Jungle Book's in there, plus the missing Super Nintendo game. And if you've already bought it, the great news is you do have to pay for it, sadly, but they're going to, for I think it's about $9.99, presumably similar amount of pounds, you can just buy the extra game and get all the extra stuff added to it, which is pretty sweet. I'm excited about that because I love those old games. You played a bit of The Lion King, didn't you?
Yes, yeah.
What did you think? Fuzzy graphics?
Started to become friends with them. So I'm a piece of smelly cheese, and the fuzzy graphics are a mice. The mice want to. No, I'm the mouse. The fuzzy graphics is the piece of smelly cheese. The mouse wants to go to the smelly cheese, but it's a bit too smelly for the mouse. So like, I'm not quite that. Like, oh, I love them.
Okay, so the mouse likes the idea of the cheese. But it's just a bit too smelly at the moment. Yeah. So you're getting keener on the fuzzy graphics games, recognizing.
Definitely.
These.
I used to go look at them.
Don't waste my time.
I don't waste my time to come in
there. But now, well, that's great. I'm glad that you're getting to grips with a bit of history.
I've started to get used to it because I went to a museum and I got smothered in facts. That's my old saying, peeps. Smothered in facts.
That's it. Okay, so that's on the 9th of November. One to look out for. Also on the 9th of November, Forza Horizon 5. Now, that's the game we watched. That's a driving game. Remember we watched?
Oh yeah. Brum.
Where the graphics look like photographs, didn't they?
Yeah, I'm in my Lamborghini.
What did you think about it?
Can you drive Lamborghinis?
I don't know. I don't think so. It's more like off-road car drives and rally cars and things like that.
But either way, it looks so good. That is third place in my list because there are only three things on this list that I like so far.
But it looks incredible, and that's coming to Game Pass, so that'll be free to play if you've got Xbox Game Pass as well. So
mouth hits the floor,
and we love that. We love it when we don't have to pay for a game. So that's something very exciting indeed. So this looks out of this world. The graphics, I've never seen anything like it. I'm very excited to see how this turns out. Next up on the 11th of November, we've got Knights of the Old Republic on the Switch.
Is now that Star Wars?
That is Star Wars.
Oh, here we go. I know something on here with Star Wars, but like, what is it? I don't know.
So this is a super old game I told you about, and
can you choose? Is it the one where you can choose between the dark side and the light side? I would choose the dark side.
Your decisions you make, you're playing. It's like a role playing game, a bit like Monster Hunter, but the decisions you make will change the way people behave, and ultimately which force powers you start to get and which side of the force you align with. And if you be good, you'll be good force. But if you're bad,
I want to be in the bad side.
You'll be a Sith.
Oh, maybe if we each get the game, you could be on the light side and I can be in the dark and see what happens.
Well, I'm quite tempted to play this again, but they also announced just last week or the week before they're remaking this game. So they're going to make a new version of it from the ground up. So I'm not sure I want to go back and play the super old version of the game, which has got quite fuzzy graphics, when they're going to make a new one, and I'd quite like to play that when that comes out.
That's in third place. And the other one, what was it again?
Rise Republic.
Yeah, that...
And Forza Horizon was on the list as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's...
Well, I think that list might get upended in a second, because on the 19th of November, one week later, Pokemon Brilliant Diamond and Shining
Pearl. We mentioned that. That's definitely on the list. Let's move on, because we know it's on my list.
Well, hang on. This might be listening to this for the very first time, so we can't assume that everyone's going to go back and listen to your every previous rambling stuff. So,
blah, blah, blah.
Pokemon Brilliant Diamond, Shining Pearl, what's it all about?
Dialga and Palkia are the legendaries. It's slightly fuzzy graphics.
So yeah, this is a remake of the old Diamond and Pearl games from the Game Boy Advance.
And you can tell they're a remake because they wouldn't have added Brilliant and Shining onto the front. I want Brilliant Diamond, you want Shining Pearl. Well, actually, you want Brilliant Diamond because Dialga is my favourite Pokemon in all the world. You gotta give it me.
Well, that's because I'm kind, isn't it? Because I'm a good dad. But... yeah, I'm not sure about these. These look a bit... They've added quite a lot of extra features, so it does look quite interesting. There's a lot of other stuff coming out around about the same time, so I'm not sure if I'm going to make time for this one, but I will do my best, because we always want to do the trading and all that kind of stuff, don't we?
Yeah.
So we'll do our best.
Maybe you're going to have to do my trick.
What's your trick?
Games.
Yeah, well, that's it. Yeah, never actually finish a game. Well, I'm as guilty as that as you are, to be honest. But straight after that, Farming Simulator. Have you ever heard of that?
No!
I just put it on the list because I thought, Farming Simulator, what do you think that's about?
Farming with a calculator?
It's like a simulator means like it pretends to be a you pretend to be a farmer basically.
Oh yeah, like farming, killing the pigs, eating the food.
No, I don't think.
Sprouting
I bet...
horses, riding them off to the town, buying chocolate bars.
What? That's what? What do you think farmers do? Kill pigs and sprout horses.
Spawn horses, kill spawn pigs them. For food.
It's not Minecraft farming. Spawn.
Oh.
You can't spawn pigs.
No, spawn horses like grow horse. Then there's a horse, and he can ride off to the city and buy some chocolate. Need the chocolate.
Is that what, that's what the farmers do, is it?
And then they go off to Texas.
I suspect it's probably going to involve a little bit more combine harvesting
What's
and
combine
growing.
Combine harvesting and growing.
Growing, you know, wheat and harvesting it and stuff like that. I would
don't
imagine.
Don't get Elsie.
No, yeah, I understand. So yes. I think that's probably more what it is. I think we're probably going to skip Farming Simulator 22.
I like farming.
Well, nevertheless, I think it's, it comes out 2 days after Pokemon Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl, so I think we're going to be busy.
It's actually 3 days, I think.
And then if I'm honest, I think things get a bit dry from the playing video games together front for the rest of the year. December, we've got Advance Wars 1 and 2.
I'm not speaking anything that's now two players.
You're not into it, are you? Advance Wars 1 and 2 is a great game, but I'm not sure it's a great game to play together. And then we're wrapping up the year. The last big release of the year is Halo Infinite. Have you
Halo
ever heard of Halo?
Oh, yes, Halo. Halo of Hay. Definitely heard of that. Otherwise, no.
No.
Not
a Halo of Hay. Halo is an Xbox game that involves Master Chief, a big man in big armour. Lots of running around, shooting things. Not one for you just yet, I don't think. But it is a great multiplayer game, and certainly if you've got slightly older kids, I think they're going to be quite interested in Halo, and it looks like it's going to be exciting. I'm hoping it's going to be great.
You're going to buy it.
I might do. Well, actually, I'm not going to because I've got Game Pass, so it'll be free because Xbox Game Pass is the greatest deal in the history of all video games.
So why don't you buy Xbox Game Pass and get loads of games for free?
Well, that is true. Well, they're not for free because you bought Xbox Game Pass, but, you know, they were pretty cheap.
But they're basically free then.
Yeah, they essentially are. And there's so many good things. Anyway, this is not an advert for Xbox Game Pass again. We've done one of those already. And we might very well do another deep dive into Game Pass because I found another selection of lovely multiplayer
games.
Can we
get back to Costume Party?
Yeah, we need to get back to that as well. There's too many games. Too many games! Anyway, that's it. That's going to take us up to Christmas.
There's the Rain Cloud game.
Yeah, Rain in Your Parade. Loads of great games. Anyway, look, listen. That takes us up to Christmas, Lois. So, finally, if you had to say you've got three things on your Christmas list, what are going to be on your Christmas list right now?
I'm just going to list all of my favourites. Knight of the Old Republic. Mario Party. I've got four.
All right, you can have four things.
No, five, I mean.
I'm not getting you four presents for Christmas, but...
Five. Right. Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl. Monkey Ball, and it's Horizon 5. That's six games.
Yeah, well, that's too many. Go on, I need your number one. What's top of the list?
Knights of the Old Republic.
No.
I know.
But you said no single player games anyway.
I was just joking.
All right, come on in. Number one. What's on the list? Number one.
Can't choose between Super Monkey Ball Banana Mania, Super Mario Party Superstars. Yes, between them.
Go on then.
Love can
Final
get.
Choice. Final choice.
I've run off to New York to prevent the decision.
Right.
I can't
well,
choose.
You know, you can't choose. I'll tell you what, I'll choose for you. I think I'm going to put Super Monkey Ball at the top of my
That's
list. I'm excited to play that as a team. I think it's going to be great fun. So I'll tell you what,
I'll
put Monkey Ball on my list. You put Mario Party on yours. And we'll have a lovely old time over the festive season playing video games together, won't we?
Video gaming together.
I mean, the reality is we're not going to wait until Christmas to buy those games. We're going to definitely get them in advance because we're going to want to come back here and talk all about them with all of you.
Listeners.
Which leads us rightly up to the very end of our episode today.
So if you'd like to, you can follow, subscribe, like, send an email of any games that you want us to maybe talk about and recommend for us to play. We would gladly like to hear your ideas.
Well, we would. We absolutely would. Yeah, head on over to gametogether.co.uk and you can sign up there for our newsletter, and then we'll just email you every time we release a new episode, which is a pretty sweet way of going about things. That's it for this week. As always, until next time,
game together.